Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. Check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And here she is back. Yes, our resident singer-songwriter, Skye Zintz, is in the house. How are you, Skye?
Hooray. I'm so good. This is a really nice way to kick off media appearances of 2022.
Yeah, there you go. This is, you're going to be making the rounds. I know you
probably,
are.
Probably.
Yes. And we might mention that this particular acoustic session is up live right now on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, see it in your feed. Just share it with your friends so everybody can see Skye Zintz this morning.
I'm here. I'm in one piece. Several years into a pandemic, I'm still one full celestial body.
It's just like Elton John's song, I'm Still Standing.
That's right.
What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, we're going to do all new songs this morning.
Yes, so I heard.
Yeah, so you all out there in listening land are in for nothing but newness. This is a song from my brand new EP, the FOM EP 2022, and it is called Summer Kind of Thing.
Excellent. Here is Skye Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
When I think about you, it's those sparkles in your eyes. When I think about you, it's the way half of your lip curls up when you smile. When I think about you, it's sunlight on your shoulders and they're swallowing me whole. Whoa. When I think about you, it's a summer by your side. New swimming suits and taking tubes down water slides. Oh, when I think about you, it's the smell of sunscreen mixing with your sweat, just like a TV show. Whoa. We've got that summer kind of thing. It feels like hummingbirds in springtime, like an autumn bonfire blaze until winter's gone. And you've got that summer kind of way. I'm hoping it's real enough to stay for more than a season. Could we last the whole year long? When I think about you, it's your perfect beach blonde hair. It's meeting your friends and knowing that means you really care. When I think about you, it's the way you seem just slightly far away, so I'm moving close. Whoa. You've got that summer kind of thing. It feels like hummingbirds in springtime, like an autumn bonfire blaze until the winter's gone. And we've got that summer kind of way. I'm hoping it's real enough to stay for more than a season. Could we last the whole year long? When I think about you, it's the way you let me down. Told me I was celestial, probably the coolest girl in town. That it wasn't me, it was you, and there was nothing I could do. And you made the right choice, 'cause you really liked boys. So when I think about you now, I think you were so brave to let it go and take that step to find your way. And when these words pulse through your speakers, I hope they fill you up with joy for who you were, for who you are.
And there you have it, the song of the summer from Skye Zentz.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it? So I understand you've been kind of on a writing binge.
Right, yeah. So in February of every year, there's this amazing thing that happens on the internet called February Album Writing Month, which is what the FAUM in my EP stands for, February Album Writing Month. And people do it all over the world. And it's an amazing community for songwriters because all of these folks everywhere, in Tanzania, in Italy, in Norfolk, Virginia, everyone's trying to write 14 songs in 28 days.
Wow.
And it's pretty magical. And it just like there's a really cool synergy that happens because everybody's it's kind of like a forum and everyone's sharing their songs with each other. And then people are commenting on each other's songs. And it's like a real nice kind of confidence boost to just be in a circle of other songwriters trying to create new stuff all together at the same time. So I've done FAUM before, and I've succeeded in FAUM before because you don't always succeed. Sometimes you might just get four or five songs out in a month. But this year I did succeed. But this year I did something I've never done before, which is I tried to write a concept piece, and I tried to write all songs that were sort of biographical or autobiographical, like memoir of early life, adolescence, but particularly sort of focusing in on the people that helped bring us to figuring out what love was.
Wow.
And so some of them are early relationships. Some of them are like unrequited love situations. Some of them are, people that influenced me and like how I saw myself. Anyway, it was a very fun journey. So that first one is about like a high school relationship that I had and the way that like that person breaking up with me was actually like one of the most noble breakups I've ever received. 'Cause it was about that person actually like going for who they really liked, which was boys and not me.
I see.
So, it's been fun kind of giving voice to some of those early stories. I basically like upended a big box of journals and photos during the month of February and just dug through and.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because this sounds difficult. This sounds like a very difficult endeavor for just anyone to attempt writing 14 songs in 28 days.
I think it was easier, actually, than in years past because of the fact that I gave myself this particular project to zero in on. And I don't know, it's been a big year. I think for a lot of us during the pandemic, it's like someone was saying to me last night, if you didn't come out of this pandemic, like, with some new aspect of yourself or like some new part of who you are that you've discovered, then like maybe that's not a good sign. But I've been doing a lot of like, you know, looking inward and looking backwards and in order to look forwards. So this project really helped me do that in a big way. Yeah.
Wow. We're talking with Skye Zentz here, and it is up on Facebook. We have a live feed of this acoustic session up on Facebook. If you see it, share it with your friends so everyone can see Skye Zentz here this morning. Would you like to do something else here? And I guess this will be from those songs you're talking about.
Yes, and we're going to go from human to feline. So this song is a song I wrote for my late cat, Maui, who was the first cat that I had that kind of made me into the cat lady I am today. So this song is from her perspective, and it's called Because You Are Mine.
Excellent. Here's Skye Zentz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
When the day shuts its doors, when the tea has been poured, when you're worn out and heavy and tired, I will breeze in and say that I'm glad you're okay, and I'm lucky because you are mine. When the wine is all gone and your friends have moved on. When there's nothing but deep lonely sighs, I will comfort your fears and kiss off your tears. I'll be glad to, because you are mine. And don't you fret if I'm gone, I'll be back before long, 'cause I know that your voice is my home. Against the weight of the world stands a cat and a girl, stronger than the thickest of ties. And in the shape of your care, I will always be there, now and ever, because you are mine. And when the world falls apart, I'll be petting your heart, now and ever, because you are mine.
Yeah. Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise. But I have just one question about that song.
Oh, sure.
Your cat drinks wine?
Oh, no. No.
I'm sorry.
This is all the cat's observations of me.
Oh.
You know, so when the wine, when you're done drinking wine at the end of the night and all of your friends have gone home,
yeah,
I'm going to be the one who's there making sure you're still doing okay.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. It was told from the cat's point of view.
Exactly. Which, like, how often do we get pet songs that are from their perspective?
Yeah,
you know?
That's for sure.
Yeah. I felt her with me a lot, like, during the pandemic particularly. There was a special bond that I had with that cat. She would, like, if I was sad, she would literally show up out of the blue and, like, lick my tears off of my face.
Aww.
So, like, there were just moments. I lost her back in, like, 2013, and I probably came on here and played, like, a whole suite of songs that I wrote during that time. That was from my EP Winter.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just really with me during the pandemic at moments, even though, like, I have three cats now that are wonderful,
mm-hmm.
but there was still that cat spirit just sort of, like, popping by every once in a while to be like, I'm still here.
Do you have a picture of her, maybe over the mantle or something like that?
I actually have like a paw print coaster from when she passed. That was like one of the beautiful things that they gave me at the vet, was they took her paw and like put it in clay and then I painted it. So sometimes I put my coffee on her paw.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. There's something about pets and the way they resonate with us that
yes.
sometimes their loss is different and even more profound than losing a person.
Yeah.
And that's a weird, fascinating concept to me. So I think, yeah, this was the first song that I'd ever written about her that was really just about her and not her loss or whatever. It was just about her mm-hmm. and her spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned that you are trying to get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything lined up yet? Or?
Well, so there's a big thing that I'm working on right now that's not related to this EP, which is just that I wrote a musical that's a compilation of songs that I've done for WHRO's project Green Beats over the last 5 years. We turned the songs into a musical. And we are actually touring K-5 schools this spring and then
wow.
probably again in the fall performing the musical. And I'm actually in the musical. So if you are a parent in the Hampton Roads area, I may be coming to your child's school and
yeah.
teaching them about the environment and recycling and all of those great and wonderful things.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. So that and then getting a new band together. Members of my old band, but then we're trying to find some bass and some guitar and some keys out there. So if any guitarists or keys players are listening and really wanting to do something fun, I'm trying to revamp my band for the summertime.
I see.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rockin' band then.
Indeed. And yeah, so this EP came out at the beginning of the month, and I'm intending to make a full length new album sometime this year.
Wow.
Hopefully with the new band iteration, and release a lot of these songs, because a lot of the songs that came out of the February project are ones that I think really have the potential to go somewhere and do something bigger and larger. And so, yeah, that's the intention, is like getting back into the studio. So you can get the FOM EP on Bandcamp at skysense.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
And yeah, the more we spread those songs around, the faster the full length will come together.
Well, this musical sounds very intriguing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
What is, you said the musical is about recycling?
Or? Yeah, so it's called Green Beats, and it's based on these songs that I've been working on for the last 5 years, and they have a wide range of topics, from recycling to cleaning up your dog poo, and a little bit of everything. Really, the SOLs in Virginia don't. They leave kind of a lot of gaps in the areas of the environmental education stuff. So this was sort of a way, through the wonderful Batten Educational Grant, we were able to, or Batten Environmental Grant, we were able to partner, WHRO partnered with Virginia Stage Company. Mm-hmm. And then this is the Virginia Stage Company's spring educational tour that's taking it out to schools in the 757.
Wow.
So yeah, kids need to learn this stuff. So it's my little project that's sort of bloomed into this thing that makes me feel like a modern day superhero.
That's excellent.
Yeah, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it.
You should be. You should be.
Thank you.
We're talking with Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here? We got time for one more.
Yeah. I wrote all these songs about other people that I loved during February, and when I got to the end, I was like, you know, no one's ever written me a love song, so I'm going to write me a love song now. So
well, gosh, Sky, now I'm going to have to write you a love song.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm always accepting them. I've never had one written for me before. For all the songs that I've written about other people, I was just like, you know, I would like the experience of having a love song written about me. And I think what particularly sparked this song was the idea that, like, we don't always like ourselves. I don't always like myself. And right. So, like, when I'm in a moment where I'm feeling a little bit of a spark to point out the qualities of myself that I actually do enjoy, let me ride that wave, write this song, and then maybe when I'm feeling kind of more down in the dumps, I can listen to this and feel, like, what is sort of the undercurrent of my essence.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. So the song is called Sparkle Raptor, and that's a phrase that's kind of been in my personal lexicon for a long time, and it's kind of an identity for me, and I hope that for other people they'll resonate with this in themselves too. So yeah, this is Sparkle Raptor.
Here's Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
She's gonna chase that light till it burns her, and everybody knows she's a real live wire. She is gonna bite clean through if you hurt her, and when she cries, she makes the rainbow come alive. Ooh, that girl, she's a shimmer catcher. Ooh, that girl, she's a sparkle raptor, and the pack already knows you. Mm-hmm. So where are you gonna run to now? She's quick with a good line, prism clad all the time. She's got a will so wild, the tongue so sharp, it'll blow your mind. Brave as the night is tricky, wicked fine, but humble, yet she knows what she wants and she's gonna get it. Miss Lucky Seven. She's got the whole house packed on a Tuesday, and nobody knows. Sometimes she feels the most alone when the room is full like this, but everyone is talking through her words. She thinks, how will I be seen if I am never heard? Ooh, that girl, she's a shimmer catcher. Ooh, that girl, she's a sparkle raptor, and she's complicated, too scared to be
proud. You'd think she'd have found a mirror by now. She's quick with a good line, prism clad all the time. She's got a will so wild, a tongue so sharp, it'll blow your mind. Brave as the night is tricky, wicked fine, but humble. And she knows what she wants and she's gonna get it. Miss Lucky Seven, she has pencil flowers etched upon the wall. Blueberry muffin crumbs and karaoke. She is body glitter, fairy rings and burned CDs. And I'm swimming in sunshine when she holds me. Ooh, that girl. Ooh, that girl. She makes the rainbow come alive. Ooh, sometimes she feels the most alone. Ooh, that girl. She's a sparkle raptor.
Rawr.
Yes. Sky Zentz here on Hunter at Sunrise. That is such a, wow, it's such an uplifting song. I like that song.
Thank you. It's about the vibrance and, like, you know, reaching out for that, because I think it's so easy to get overcome by, like, the shadow and the doubt and all the stuff that, you know, the cobwebs of the mind.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing this today. I wish you the best with your recording adventures and this new show that you're going to be going around to schools with.
Thank you.
You're always doing something, Sky. It's amazing.
Thanks, Hunter.
So we need to get Sky back in here. She's got to be doing something new. So.
Oh, appreciate it. Well, you always make me feel like I'm doing more than I sometimes feel like I'm doing when I come here and you're like, you're always doing something. And I'm like, whoa, I am. Look at that.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Hunter.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you coming down here today. It's Sky Zentz here on Hunter at Sunrise.